WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
The details are coming up now. New Jersey's first weather with meteorologist Dan Zarro. And for the first time in a while, maybe, because I haven't been up that early, but let's call it a very cold morning.
Yes, a frosty and even freezy morning here across New Jersey. I've got 20s and 30s and 40s on the temperature map. Cold spot in Sussex County is 26 degrees this morning. The warm spot, the boardwalk in Atlantic City, 47. Most of the state waking up to 30s. Yes, you will need a jacket as you head out the front door. We'll enjoy sunshine and those chilly temperatures for the first half of the day with clouds increasing this afternoon. It'll be a little warmer than yesterday. Highs upper 50s to lower 60s. Quick burst of rain moves in tonight. It'll be cloudy and not as cool. Lows only fall into the 50s. Those showers wrap up tomorrow morning. Then hopefully we'll get breaks of sun tomorrow afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the mid 60s, but then turning colder again for Sunday. Right now, Hackensack 34, Pensauken 40, and Metuchen 35.
Time on New Jersey's First News 502. Topping our news this hour, neither the NJ Comptroller nor Lakewood School Board member Moshe Newhouse will talk to us about an Asbury Park Press piece identifying Newhouse as one of the township's 159 welfare cheats who's in an amnesty program, yet permitted to pay back only half his money owed. There's much more on this story, and we get into it further for you at NJ1015.com. Now, the Mega Millions jackpot is climbing toward $1 billion. It's only expected to rise even further before tonight's drawing.
John White, deputy director of the NJ Lottery, says there's two main ways a jackpot goes up in value.
It's sales, and then to a certain extent, the interest rate factor on U.S. Treasury notes.
In 1 hour of business yesterday, Mega Millions ticket sales totaled $500,000 in New Jersey alone. It's probably higher right now. There's also a sizable Powerball jackpot drawing on Saturday night, even though it's just over half the size of the Mega Millions one. As always, the lottery encourages people to play responsibly. Danielle Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather, cold out there right now and a chilly morning for New Jersey. Sunshine, though, increasing clouds will come in this afternoon. Highs in the daytime, upper 50s to lower 60s. Rain showers likely tonight and cloudy overnight, not as cool. Lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow's showers will end by the morning. Breaks of sun possible throughout Saturday afternoon. Breezy and fairly mild. Highs mid-60s for tomorrow. Complete details on the forecast straight ahead. And coming up in our next segment, waiting for more details on a police-involved fatal shooting in Vineland. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 507. Meteorologist Dan Zarro back in about 7 minutes with a look at your commuter weather for this morning. Under investigation early this Friday, a police-involved fatal shooting in the parking lot of a car rental company in Vineland yesterday afternoon. Officers shot a man dead. We are waiting for more details. Cape May County and lower township authorities were on scene. Advocates for driver's licenses for immigrants who aren't legally in the country say they're confident lawmakers will vote to approve them within 2 months. With some faith leaders Thursday, they prayed that's the case.
Backers of the Let's Drive campaign have held a series of events at the State House to push for licenses for undocumented immigrants. The latest featured religious figures, including Rabbi Joel Abraham of Temple Shalom in Scotch Plains.
My tradition teaches me that we have the same law for the citizen and for the stranger.
Joanna Kaye, the New Jersey Alliance for Immigrant Justice, says it's no longer possible to wait for action because of growing fears a minor traffic infraction could lead to deportation.
So we're expecting now that this moves this year. We have been telling our leaders that this has to get to the governor's desk by December.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
If recreational marijuana soon becomes legal in Jersey, as expected, the highways and byways of the Garden State could get even more dangerous than they are now. A new report finds legalizing pot is bad news for traffic safety.
Russ Rader of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says in Colorado and three other states that recently legalized marijuana,
we see collision claims up by about 6% and police reported crashes up by more than 5%.
If pot becomes legal and crash rates do rise here, Christine O'Brien of the Insurance Council of New Jersey says that won't necessarily mean higher car insurance rates for everybody.
Crash rates rise and fall for all sorts of reasons, and premiums reflect that.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. Been keeping an eye on this one for you. Carteret Mayor Daniel Ryman, up for re-election in just weeks, is suing his challenger in the race, as well as a man, Muhammad Radwan, who calls Ryman a sexual predator, alleging he himself has experienced Ryman preying on underage boys. President Trump says it certainly looks like Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi is dead. Speaking to reporters Thursday before boarding Air Force One for a rally, Trump was asked what the consequences will be for the Saudis if they are found responsible.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad, bad stuff. But we'll see what happens. Okay? Thank you.
Khashoggi, who's also a U.S. resident, walked into the Saudi consulate in Turkey more than 2 weeks ago and has not been seen since. His brutal beating was quickly categorized a racially motivated hate crime, and despite hopes he'd emerge from a vegetative state, he never recovered. Freelance photographer Jerry Wolkowitz has died following a May 1st attack in Sayreville. The suspect is still in custody. New Jersey is just one of a few states using voting machines that don't provide a paper record. Lawmakers say without that paper trail, we're vulnerable to hackers, so they're advancing a measure to eventually transition to the safer voting method.
The measure from Assemblyman Vincent Masio originally required that an optical scanner be used to read the paper ballots, taking the risk of hacking out of the equation. But a revised measure advanced Thursday doesn't include that scanner requirement. Election security advocates like Penny Venetis aren't happy.
Why make things a little bit better instead of making it right?
Venetis says with the right system in place, it wouldn't even matter if someone tried to hack a machine. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Police are releasing video of an alleged attempted child-luring incident in Clifton. The girl's mother says her daughter is still shaken up from the incident.
You have to come to the van. We have packages for you. All she said, oh, I don't know. And she ran inside the house. She locked the doors.
Cops say a man posing as a van delivery driver asked the girl Wednesday to come and get a package. The child ran home and called police. A neighbor captured the van on cell phone video, which shows black graffiti on the driver's side and New Jersey license plates. South Jersey authorities are asking residents of Gloucester Township and Clementon especially to be on the lookout for a 16-year-old runaway from a group home. Allison Wade, 5'2", with blue eyes and auburn hair, fled on foot from a hospital during an evaluation. With so many businesses experiencing data breaches this year, WalletHub has released its 2018 report on states most vulnerable to identity theft and fraud.
New Jersey ranks third in terms of states with the most identity theft and fraud and has the most identity theft complaints per capita, says analyst Jill Gonzalez.
A lot of that is online-based, too, in New Jersey. The average for someone who's lost money due to online shopping identity theft is around $18,000, so huge amounts of money there.
New Jersey ranks number one in other categories.
We also saw that there was a high number of persons arrested for fraud, anything from elderly fraud to tax fraud.
But she says once the state tightens up policy, identity theft and fraud will start to lessen. Jen Ursula, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News 5:12. A cold start to the day. Dan has an extended look at the forecast and we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 5:14. Meteorologist Dan Zauer rejoins us. And Dan, I think what I'm trying to understand is it's not the first cold morning of the season, but is it the coldest so far?
Yes, it is. We've got some 20s on the temperature map. For some, it's the first freeze. For some, it's the first real frost. Don't be surprised if you see those ice crystals on the grass, on leaves, maybe even on your car as you start out this morning with those chilly temperatures. Plenty of sunshine for the first half of today before clouds increase this afternoon. Now, eventually, it will be warmer today than yesterday with lighter winds too. Highs reaching for the upper 50s to lower 60s. That's just a little bit below normal for mid-October. Normal high would be about 64 today. Rain showers become likely tonight as our next storm system comes into view. Really our only storm system for the next week. It'll be cloudy and not as cool tonight. We will miss the frost and freeze. Lows only fall to the lower 50s. Showers wrap up tomorrow morning and then we might catch breaks of sun by tomorrow afternoon. It'll be breezy and fairly mild for your Saturday. Highs reaching into the mid-60s, but then Sunday, the bottom drops out again, and it's back to blustery. Sunday actually looks very similar to yesterday. Sunny, windy, and cold, highs only around 50 degrees. Looks like we'll get mid-50s with sun changing over to clouds on Monday. 60s may return to the forecast on Tuesday. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. Explosive new allegations about that amnesty program out of Lakewood, but the involved parties are tight-lipped. Lottery fever in the Garden State and across the nation. A bigger-than-big Mega Millions drawing coming tonight. In sports, Devils take their first loss of the season. Flyers lose two. Islanders win. Sixers beat the Bulls in their home opener. Red Sox finish off the Astros. They'll play either the Brewers or the Dodgers in the World Series. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning. Oh, it is a cold bus stop this morning. Temperatures are in the 30s for much of the state, even some 20s out there. Bundle up a little bit. We've got sunshine on the way this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon. Today will end up a little warmer than yesterday. Upper 50s to lower 60s will do it this afternoon. We do have a chance for rain showers in the forecast that should hold off until later this evening. New Jersey First News time is still 5:19.
Steve Trevelise.
Thanks for taking my call. This has me totally fired up.
I'm glad I came up with something to get you to finally call in.
Yeah,
I knew if I worked at it long enough, you'd pick up the friggin' phone.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 on this Friday morning. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back after the bottom of the hour with your commuter weather. You hear it all the time, and it undermines those who provide a legitimate service. A massage therapist in trouble for inappropriate touching. 40-year-old Asmar Berry is accused of touching a female victim's intimate parts without her consent in Pennington last month. An El Nino in the Pacific may mean a moderate winter here in New Jersey, according to the latest prediction from NOAA, but Mike Halpert of the Climate Prediction Center says there is a slight tilt toward wetter than average here.
Temperature-wise, the northern part of the state is a slight tilt towards above. The southern part of the state is no tilt. So again, you know, equal chances.
But Halpert says the El Nino is a weak one, so it may not hold up higher temperatures as well as the last one in 2015-2016. Phil Murphy was too polite in asking people to get off the beach in advance of a hurricane earlier this year, says his predecessor, Chris Christie, making his first public comments about Murphy last night at Rowan University. Christie also chided Murphy for raising taxes. Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker zeroes in on the first Democratic presidential primary state, speaking at South Carolina's Allen University and at a party dinner. Mike Bloomberg, Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders are also in South Carolina this weekend. If Brookdale Community College were to lose a key accreditation in 2019, students' eligibility for financial aid and their ability to transfer credits to another college would disappear. But the president of the Monmouth County Institution says there's no way that'll happen.
BCC President David Stout says the college has been warned its reaccreditation is in jeopardy, mostly for not providing enough information about the effectiveness of improvements that had been made at the institution.
We see this as a situation that's entirely within our hands. We know exactly what it is that we need to do.
Brookdale has until March to issue a report documenting evidence of complying with all standards. A warning like the one issued to Brookdale is the first of a few steps before a school's accreditation would be pulled. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
They've embraced online gambling, sports betting. Now, how about esports? If you're unfamiliar, that's competitive video gaming, and Atlantic City strives to become its East Coast capital with a $5 million data facility planned for the convention center. With more and more millennials and empty nesters looking to live in walkable environments with shops, restaurants, and public transportation options, many Jersey suburban areas are looking to reinvent themselves. And now they're getting some help to make it happen.
According to Tim Sullivan of the Jersey Economic Development Authority, the 21st Century Redevelopment Program will give towns grant money to help them figure out what to do with their half-empty malls and office parks. He says some of these sites can be divided up to accommodate lots of smaller companies and...
Some campuses I could imagine being redeveloped for housing, for residential purposes. Some could be what's known as re-green, and they could be, you know, converted into some open space. You know, each community, each property is different.
These locations can be a big challenge, says Sullivan, but they also present great opportunity. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
5:26 on New Jersey's First News. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Cold this morning. Chilly sunshine going to increasing clouds later in the afternoon. Daytime highs will warm up a bit. Upper 50s to lower 60s. Dan will be back at the bottom of the hour. And also coming up at 5:30, new details about one particular case in that Lakewood amnesty program. Plus, getting ready for the big weekend lottery drawings. Business news is next.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:28 on New Jersey's First News. As we check business, Asian stock markets sank Friday after Wall Street declined on losses for tech and industrial stocks, and Chinese economic growth slowed. On Wall Street, investors sold technology and internet stocks, industrials, and companies that rely on consumer spending amid worries about economic growth. New Jersey's First News is engineered this morning by Kathy Wagner. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk. And our news director is Annette Petrogioni.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.